Hello and welcome to the 5-Minute Gospel Podcast for Saturday the 28th of May. The Feast of the Ascension is celebrated tomorrow and we hear Jesus' words, I have come from the Father and have come into the world and now I leave the world to go to the Father. Today Jesus speaks to the disciples and to us about prayer. Anything you ask from the Father, he will grant in my name. There's something new for the disciples in these words. As Jesus points out, until now you have not asked for anything in my name. The church continues today to pray in the name of Jesus. We're all familiar with praying in the name of Jesus at Mass. Often we hear the words, we ask this through Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, the Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. Many prayers conclude with, through Christ our Lord, Amen. Pope Francis once asked the question, what does in my name mean? And he said, it's a new element which Jesus revealed at the Ascension. Jesus, in rising to the Father, left the door open. Not because he forgot to close it, the Pope says, but because he himself is the door. It is he, our intercessor. So he says, in my name. In our prayers, let us ask the Father in Jesus' name, look at your Son and do this for me. In prayer, we ask the Father to hear us as he hears Jesus. Jesus says today, the Father himself loves you for loving me and believing that I came from God. Prayer is at the heart of our relationship with Jesus. Our prayer is not based on fear and trembling before a mighty God. Ask and you will receive is not magic, nor is it mechanical, like putting money into a vending machine to get something out. Prayer is not based on visions or mystical revelations. Our prayer is based on love, on our loving relationship with Jesus. When we ask, we receive because the Father himself loves us and because we love and believe in Jesus. We don't earn the Father's love. We don't earn the Lord's love. As he says, you did not choose me. No, I chose you. The Lord loved us first and gave himself freely for us. Prayer is our loving response to the God of love. Prayer reminds us each day of the presence of the love of the Lord in our lives. Prayer helps us to recognize Jesus in the Eucharist and in the other sacraments. Prayer helps us to hear Jesus when he speaks to us in the Gospels. And prayer helps us to know Jesus as he walks with us every day in the ups and downs of our lives. Prayer also takes us out of ourselves. It gets rid of selfishness. Prayer enables us to recognize Jesus in the faces of every person we meet. Prayer helps us to recognize the suffering Jesus in the faces of the poor, the needy, and suffering people in our world. Let's hear again today Pope Francis' invitation to encounter Jesus in prayer unfailingly each day. I invite all Christians everywhere, the Pope says, at this very moment, to a renewed personal encounter with Jesus Christ. I ask all of you to do this unfailingly each day. May we always be people of prayer, unfailingly each day. God bless you all.